call on me, brother, when you need a hand. We all need somebody to lean on. I just might have a problem that you'll understand. We all need somebody to lean on.
Listen up, Beyond and Beyond Radio Nation. I want you to tune in right here, right now on the station of the nation. It's the Blind and Beyond Radio Show every Sunday from 7 to 9 Eastern Standard Time. Wake up! You already know what time it is. Let's make it do what it do. You know!
Finding meaningful jobs with solid income has been a challenge for many blind and partially sighted people. But no longer. Clusive has changed the future of work today by providing fully accessible training for blind and low vision individuals. When you join the Clusive training program, you'll learn valuable digital skills that prepare you for the modern workforce. Our training system works because Clusive's revolutionary platform was built for and by blind and partially sighted people. Clusive training is free to you. Invest in your future now by requesting Clusive from your counselor. Find more information at www.clusiv.io and sign up for our newsletter today.
At Spectrum, we want all of our customers to have the features they need to get the most out of our services. That's why the Spectrum Access app is there for everyone that enjoys TV. The Spectrum Access app offers audio description to describe the action between the dialogue for hundreds of our on-demand movies and shows. Using the Spectrum Access app is easy. Open it, choose your favorite title, download its audio track, point your mobile device at your TV, and press the sync button. No matter where you enter the movie or show, the app syncs to your screen using the microphone on your device. You can get the Spectrum Access app on any platform. Plus, you don't have to be a Spectrum customer to use it. It's free for everyone, even non-Spectrum customers. Download to instantly enjoy. For additional accessibility support, contact Spectrum Access at charter.com or visit spectrum.net/accessibility.
There's always something happening on Phone Faith, Christian Record Service's newest outreach to the blind community. Phone Faith dial-in presentations strive to inform, encourage, and inspire the mind, body, and spirit through mental health and wellness sessions, social meet-and-greet interactions, Bible games, and prayer time. Phone Faith is by and for the blind community. We invite you to join one or all of the 17 programs happening each week. Learn more about Phone Faith at phonefaith.org.
When you call our advertisers, please remember to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios.
Live from Orlando, Florida.
There's been so many things that's held us down, but now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go, and where we'll end up, I don't know.
This is the Blind and Beyond Radio Show with executive producer Glenn Golder. And now, here's your host, Michael.
Welcome to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. Mike, Lynn, Dave.
Welcome
to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. This is your host, Michael.
And once again, technical fault fouling out again. What can I tell you?
This is the best
Welcome
way to start the show.
Yeah. The phone number to call in, which I definitely hope you can do, is 407-894-1680. 407-894-1680. Before we get started, let me introduce you to the players tonight. To my left, my beautiful wife, co-host Lynn Golder.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the July 17th edition of the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. Glad you're with us.
And all the way from Fern Park, Florida, the one, the only co-host, David Hillebrand. David, are you there?
I am here. Where else would I be? This is the place to be, man. The Blind and Beyond Radio Show. My radio is tuned in. I am here for the duration and glad to be so. Hi, everybody.
Hey, Dave.
Hey. And in the engineer room, only one who's in the radio station. Yeah, this is a radio show, not a podcast. All the way from Ocoee, Florida, our producer, our engineer, the one, the only, Chris Shaw.
Nights like this, I wish that raindrops stop falling, because they keep falling over here. I don't know about on your end. Hey, everybody. It's just raindrops all over the place on this end.
Rain, cats and dogs.
Here too.
Well, I hadn't seen any cats and dogs just yet, but if I do see one to come out the sky, I'll be the first to let you know.
Oh, yeah, there was a schnauzer that just came by. Yeah, yeah.
I would like to know sometime in the future why the beginning of the show is always screwed up. It's amazing.
Hey, but we end with a bang.
It'd be the last minute aspect of it.
It's all in how you finish is the important thing. But we're here, and we're glad to have you guys tuned in.
Well, you got any PSAs? Again,
no,
shout-outs today?
No, the only thing I wanted to say was today it's 5 months on the 17th. We lost Miss Green, so it's a special day.
Lost Miss Green today.
Yeah.
It's 5 months.
Oh, my goodness.
You got any shout-outs?
Well, I'm going to shout out to my dear friends, the Lakes, up in Pittsburgh, PA, who I know are tuned in, as they often do with the family and friends, and to my lovely wife, Brenda, and hopefully to Carolyn and Marilyn, if they're listening. And because I haven't had I didn't get a chance to talk to them after the big shindig, so. And I think that's it for now.
Chris Shaw, you got any shout-outs?
Yes, sir. I got plenty of shout-outs. I definitely got to give a shout-out to my girl over at Altamont Springs for always getting on my case. I call her my big sister. She's a big sister. She's a sister. She's a friend. Her name is Dr. Assistant Pastor Danielle Richardson. I got to give her a shout-out for always being on my case about everything that I do right and everything that I do wrong.
Yay, Dr. Daniel.
Yeah. Oh, hello, Danielle.
Well, tonight, I want to bring up something very important. A discussion happened with me that I want to bring to the forefront here. And I would like some participation, if I could, out of our audience. Because this concerns everybody. At least I think most people. David, you and I discussed a little bit about it. So I'd like to bring it to the attention of our audience. And here's a question that I like to bring up. To me, it's an important question. The question is this. Should you, now listen to the question, I'm saying it very slow. Should you, as a person that's, well, I don't care if you're visually impaired or sighted or blind, but should you bring up a situation that could happen with your family, with your children, or your grandchildren, that, let's just say, later in life, they could go blind. So if you have a problem, or if you don't have a problem, but just if you knew in your hereditary lines, there could be a problem, should you inform your child or grandchild that later on in life, they could go blind? Should you test them? Should you inform them that later on they could go blind? Or should you just say nothing, do nothing? What do you think, David?
Personally, I would want to tell them. But, you know, and another interesting twist is, if you could see, would you want to know? Would you want to know that you may go blind in 20 years? Because it's possible there are things you can do to stop that or slow down the pace if you know. But some people wouldn't want to know. They want to just live their life, but just like we had discussed in the past. And people might just call in for fun and give your opinion. But like Michael and I were talking about yesterday, what if somebody would know when they're going to pass away? Is that would you rather know in advance, or would you rather not know? Because it could change the way you live your life, you know. So it's an interesting thought, and no answer is wrong. So just your own opinion, if you have one, with call in at 407-894-1680. That's 407-894-1680.
You know, if you have RP, this is where they can test you or your family. If you have some other diseases, they can test you. So the question is, would you want to be tested? Would you want to know? Would you want your children to know? Would you want your grandchildren to know? That's the question. We were discussing about when your time is to go, pass on. Would you want to know?
What do you say, Lynn?
If I was in that situation, I would definitely want to get the give you an example. Foundation Fighting Blindness, one of our wonderful sponsors. That's their mission.
That's the first thing I thought of.
To promote genetic research and cure for blindness. So I would definitely get the testing done, because I would be worried that my grandchildren or great.
Sure.
What would you want to tell them?
Yeah, well, yeah.
Would you want to tell your children or grandchildren that they may go blind?
Yeah, but like David said, there's so much research out there that before you know it, there will be some type of cure for a different kind of blindness.
So Lynn, the question is too. On my side is, what about if someone could tell you like when you're going to pass away? Would you want to know in advance, or if they knew you're gonna live for another 20 years? Would you want to know that or not know?
Oh, I would probably want to know, because I would want to make sure everything is
well. That's different.
It's still an interesting though twist, and I've always thought it was because like I say, there is no wrong answer, yeah. But some people would not want to know, because they would want to just live their life without it being influenced, you know, and
on radio show, and this is what we are
well in the real world
telling people about the
in the real world Foundation you as a listener. So the question is, would you want to tell your child or grandchild? That's the question. I'd like to hear somebody's opinion.
We're going to go to break, and then we'll be talking to our first guest, and then after that we can go back to the topic.
Yeah, they can think about it meanwhile. You can think about it after the guest is on.
After our guest,
I'd like to hear from you. I'd like to hear what they have to say.
Make a cup of tea, a cup of coffee, and sit down and chill with us for an hour here or two.
Phone number to call in is 407-894-1680. We're going to go to a break, and we'll be right back. Don't go away. You're listening to the Blind and Beyond radio show.
True.
Did you know that Christian Record Services offers free resources and programs for children and adults who are blind? Books, Bibles, magazines, camps, and much more. But how can you learn more about what's available? One way is by visiting ChristianRecord.org and clicking on the Member Services button. You may also contact Member Services to request a resource catalog for adults or children's resources. The Member Services team can be reached at 402-488-0981, option 3, or at services@christianrecord.org.
Hi, this is Gary, and I want to talk to you about Sonny's Barbecue. Lip-smacking good food. And just to mention, we have Oh, you can eat ribs for the best price in town. And you just can't beat that. And it's not only all you can eat ribs. They have chicken that falls off the bone, pulled pork, french fries, beans, and garlic toast. And when you go to Sonny's, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Hi, this is Sheila. Each week I will present words of wisdom, and I hope you enjoy them.
Spectrum has great news for Blind and Beyond listeners. You can now catch all the news and stay informed with the Spectrum News app. Born accessible, the Spectrum News app has built-in compatibility with Apple and Android accessibility features. When you download the Spectrum News app, you can stay in the know with live news. Access Spectrum's portfolio of news networks wherever you are. The live news gives you timely information and breaking news. Read local news articles with coverage from our Spectrum News journalists and local partner publications. And get weather forecasts from our meteorologists, including hourly forecasts and updates so you can plan your day. Best of all, you can even customize your experience by browsing and following topics you're interested in, including local politics, education, traffic, health, and more. Download the Spectrum News app today. Not a Spectrum customer? Download the app and enjoy free access on us for 30 days. The Spectrum News app with built-in accessibility is your community connection, providing stories and information that matter to you and your community. Download it today.
Way up here in the stratosphere, I got to holler mighty loud and clear. It's time for Blind and Beyond.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios.
This is the Blind and Beyond radio show. This is your host, believe it or not, Michael. The phone number to call in, which I'd love to do, is 407-894-1680. You know, we have to be so grateful today in the world we live in that we have this radio show. This show is just getting bigger and bigger and bigger with more than 1 million listeners. I'm so grateful that you all have us in your home or in the car. Welcome. Welcome to this radio show. And here's Lynn.
Okay. Well, it's my pleasure to welcome the first guest of the show tonight. We are going to welcome back Jerry Lynn Rogge, who is the Director of Editorial and Outreach Ministries at Christian Record Services for the Blind in Lincoln, Nebraska. Welcome back, Jerry Lynn.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here.
Oh, it's a pleasure to have you back. So, you know, we have new listeners every week. So, before you get into the mission and purpose of Christian Record, why don't you tell us a little bit about who you are and what your role is there?
All right. Well, first and foremost, I am a wife and mother to two young adults, young men, and I'm also a mom to two cats. And my job at Christian Record with the editorial and outreach ministries, I work with magazines in accessible formats, so Braille, audio, and large print. And then I also get to be the coordinator for the Blind Camp program, National Camps for Blind Children, which is going on right now this summer. So I love my job. I have a lot of great variety, and I have a lot of great variety when I come back home as well.
It's very exciting. So tell us about the mission and the purpose of Christian Record Services for the Blind. There's so many aspects, but maybe you can just give us a little summary.
I'll give it to you in a quick little snapshot. So Christian Record Services started in 1899 with the dream of one blind man, Austin Wilson. He lost his eyesight due to contracting diphtheria as a child, and he lost his eyesight as a young adult, and he learned Braille, which was relatively new at the time, and this was at the end of the 1800s. So Braille was in competition. If you've done any history about how Braille came into prominence, he was learning Braille at the same time that New York print was kind of a thing. And so he actually learned both, but he learned Braille really quickly, and he wanted a magazine for people like him. So equipment for printing was kind of hard to come by at that time. So the first copies of the Christian Record magazine, for which the organization is named, were printed with a hand wringer, one of those hand crank things. You run the wringer round and round with a big crank arm to press the water out of the laundry. Well, he used Braille paper, heavy paper, and he punched the first edition of Christian Record, 75 copies of this, by hand, And it was first produced in January of 1900.
Wow.
My hand's feeling sore just thinking about it.
What did he use for the bumps, for the dots, the braille dots, you know?
He did it, I think he pressed it with an awl, if I understand correctly, with an awl and a hammer.
Wow.
So, yeah. So, since that time, Christian Record has expanded. The magazine Christian Record still exists even today. And we've added in large print publications, audio publications, the camping program, which I mentioned earlier, and then Phone Faith, which is an outreach as well. And we serve about 18,000 people, primarily in the United States, but we also reach around the world as well. And the work of Christian Record is funded through donations. So everything that a member who applies for services receives from Christian Record is free of charge.
That is sweet. I've got a good question for you already there, Miss Jerry Lynn.
Okay.
With your downloadable materials, do you have MP3s, but in the Braille format, so that with people these days that are using their Braille displays?
That is a really great question. Thank you for asking that. So, yes, besides the physical copies, so embossed Braille and printed large print, we also have MP3 discs, and then we also have DAISY downloadable content. We have BRF files that are available from our website. It's lib.guide, lib.guide.
That's great. That way you don't have to waste it. Well, it's not waste, but you don't have to use all that paper up and all that, you know, shipping stuff and whatever. If someone can just download it, is nice.
Yes.
So, I can just picture that guy printing up all those copies of the Braille magazine. That's nuts.
Oh, my gosh. One word at a time. One dot at a time. Yikes.
He truly was a pioneer.
Yeah.
That sounds like it.
Tell us a little about the audiobooks. I know you don't provide the digital players, but tell us about the cartridges that you provide.
Something that we work to do is if somebody has recently lost their eyesight, we try to guide them to their state library services to get that player. And sometimes they have an advocate assisting, but if they're already receiving that, the services from the state library services, they can just let us know and we can verify that. And we use the MLS cartridges that, you know, you're familiar with. And we also have a lending library. So we have the Naomi Chapman Turner Library for the Blind, and we have over 2,000 titles available for us. Kids clear up through adults, and just a wide variety of titles available, from history to Bible stories to nature to empowerment stories, just a great variety of things that are available.
So obviously you're Christian based. I assume there's no leaning towards any one particular religion. It's just Christianity in general that most of the books are on then.
We serve an interdenominational audience. So our organization is governed by the Seventh-day Adventist Church in North America. However, the majority of our content is for an interdenominational audience. We do have some things that are specific to Adventists, but we do let people know ahead of time so that way they can choose what they receive.
Sure. And plenty of your material, from what I saw, was actually open for people for basically any faith, regardless whether Christian or not.
That's right.
As far as life, a life purpose and those kind of things that are, not really specific even just to Christianity. So I think that's pretty open-minded and good of you to have those in there.
Christian Record's mission statement tries to encapsulate that, and that is to empower people who are blind to engage their communities and embrace the blessed hope. And we recognize that people are on different points of that spiritual path. Some people are mature Christians. Some people just aren't sure what to do with their faith. And so we try to meet people where they are. And if they want to grow in their faith journey, we're there to help them.
Can you talk about the camps? Because I've been holding off, but I've been dying to find out about these camps.
I tell you what, the camps, I had so many people tell me that, and these are people who attend the camps. They tell me that it's like their church. They tell me it's like their family. This is the best kept secret, I've heard some people say, which I wish more people knew about it. And
let's get down to basics. You can be – well, tell us the age range.
Okay, sure. Now, it depends on which property. We partner with Adventist camps across the United States. And depending on what the terrain is and what their amenities are, they will say some camps will be ages 7 and up. Some will say ages 7 to 45. Some will say ages 18 and up. So it kind of depends on the camp. So right. Each February, we put out the roster for the camps, which, believe it or not, in October, November, people are already asking, when's the next camp season going to happen? And we make them wait. We're like, it's like the Oscars. You got to wait until the roster comes out. And it comes out in February. And people are already making plans in February for camps that happen June, July, August, and September.
Right. So I know, of course, we're in July now, but is there a chance if someone just happens to find something that they're dying to get into, you know, like in September, let's say, you can get them into a camp?
You know, I would love to say that there was possibility for this year, but I know that the camp that's happening in Florida for this September is already full. So what we're doing is just encouraging people to check out the website, blindcamps.org, check out what's there. If they are still full, you can ask to be put on a wait list.
Of course,
And then, you know, I would just say watch for that roster next February. We try to send contact out to all of our members in February, so they are the first to know about the roster when it comes out.
Well, it sounds like something they would want to prepare a bit for ahead of time anyway. If you're, you know, if you're going to be gone for – now, these are like 1 week or 2 week stints or something?
Most are either 5 days to a week.
So, yeah.
Are there any camps for seniors?
You know, some of the camps do allow for what you would call a senior individual. And so, again, it's one of those things of, since I know this is being recorded and it can be shared again and again, I want to just leave it completely open-ended that people can check that website, because that information will be refreshed annually in February.
And the most impressive thing, though, is that, you know, when you think of camps, at least for me, I'm thinking of a little kid going to camp. But but I've got friends that have gone to your camps that just say what a wonderful experience it was, and they were like in their 30s and early 40s, and they're able to do these these things like archery and going sometimes on a just for boat ride, just a wonder. So just, to me, it's not going to camp. It sounds like an awesome vacation. I mean,
yeah, it's a great thing. And I think also it's building confidence, because when somebody goes to camp, you know, if they're accustomed to being home and not doing a whole lot during the year, and then they go out into camp and they're meeting a lot of people and doing a lot of things that are pushing them out of their comfort zone, this is what we call confidence building experiences that we hope will translate to experiences at home. So like, hey, I did something that I never thought I would do. I got on a boat. We went really fast. It was exciting. I had a great time. I now have courage to do something like take the bus in the Pennsylvania downtown. You know, so we hear about these stories quite often about how something that we think is very simple at camp translates to a life-changing event when the individual returns home.
Sure. Yeah, because you guys are nice and safe, and you're watching, making sure that everything is cool, but it's an opportunity to do stuff that they might not have even thought that they could do.
Absolutely. Safety is top priority for us. And as we have had camps now for this is our 55th year of having camps, we work with the camps who work with their state and county health departments, but also with licensing. So every camp that we work with, they have everything in place to ensure that they have a safe time for everyone who comes.
Jerry Lynn?
Yes.
Question. Did I hear you right? Basically, Christian Records based on donations?
That's right.
That our audience should know, because we have a lot of folks that probably would give if they knew about Christian Record, about donations.
That would be amazing. And the best way to do that is I would just invite folks to come to our website, christianrecord.org. It is an accessible website. We just refreshed it within the last year. We would love to have everyone check it out and let us know if there's anything we can be improving on it, because we're continually learning how to do things better. And if you would like to give, you can just go to our Give Now page, and we would so appreciate your gifts of support. That's wonderful. Thank you.
Are you a 501c3?
Absolutely.
Oh, you are. Okay.
So, Jerry Lynn, so this means my wife can get rid of me for like 2 weeks next year?
You know, now, I'll put it this way.
I want to bring her along with me, though, to be honest with you.
Yeah, I think that would be great. There you go.
We need musicians, David.
Yes.
There you go.
A lot of our camps will have talent show. So we have individuals who will prep like the whole year for the talent show. And it's just a great time. So there are some people who, if they're sending their child to camp, that could be respite time for the parents, just to have a little break if they're having, you know, if they're working with their child a lot, you know, school and all of the things that go along with school. And then when the child goes to camp, they're having a great time. The parents get a break. And then the child gets to come home and tell about all the great things that have happened during camps. And we're always looking for anybody, children or adults, to come to our program.
It's funny. She was just comparing me to a little child. I was going, I like that.
young at heart.
I was going to say, some people would say, you're not too far off there. That was pretty close. And how well does she know this guy? No, it does sound like a great program for sure. And I've heard nothing but wonderful things. And just some experiences, like I say, you'll never get a chance have outside of this. I know we got one, I think, in not Panama City or Pensacola or something up there in the panhandle of Florida, if I'm not mistaken.
It's near High Springs.
High Springs.
Camp
Kalakwa,
yes. Where that is. It's just outside of High Springs. And I love all of our camps, but I really love Camp Kalakwa. It's a very special place.
So you've been to Florida then?
Oh, yes, many times.
Yeah. Righty. Well, thank you so much for joining us again tonight.
So I wanted to ask a question real quick. I'm understanding that we were to talk about a couple of resources, Real Hope for Real People and the Mental Health Series. Do we have time to do that this evening?
Absolutely. Go ahead.
Thank you. Go ahead, please. So I'll just take a quick moment. We have a new resource in audio. It's on MP3 disc, and it's called Real Hope for Real People. And this is something we've been sharing with everybody, individuals who are sighted or blind, to just talk about the real hope that's available through a relationship with Christ. But this is done in an approach that, even if somebody's not a Christian, it's something that has relaxing music. It talks about things about how to, you know, why we get stressed, how can we deal with some of our ways to relax, how to set goals for yourself, how to find friends and support, which I think is just a really critical thing for this time. And this is
they're important.
Sorry.
And I just said that they're very important.
They are. So there's 16 tracks in the CD, and it's just something that, you know, if someone is interested, they can call. And our phone number is 402-488-0981. And you can press option 3. It gets you right to somebody who can help you. And you can say, you heard about Real Hope for Real People on the Blind and Beyond radio program, and we'll be happy to get that to you. So there's that. And then a second resource that we've just started distributing in large print and in Braille, and we hope to get it in audio soon, is the Mental Health Series. And it was geared for young adults, but I'm pretty far north of young adult age, and I personally loved the 7-part series. And the topics that are dealt with in here, such as depression, anxiety, suicide, harm, getting help, recovery tools, brain training, and staying healthy. And these are just invaluable because they have mental health screening batteries that you can take to kind of assess where you're at. And you can order the entire 7-part series, or you can order just the parts that seem most applicable to you. So if you are dealing with depression, or you're just looking for recovery tools, I think a lot of people are looking for recovery tools after 2 years of, you know, lockdowns and so much uncertainty. We're happy to distribute these, and they have a biblical basis to them. So if you're familiar with some of the Old Testament stories, it talks a little bit about how depression isn't a sin, how God meets you where you are and helps you heal from mental health struggles. And that there's no shame in finding help that you need and referring you to local help if you do need a counselor or just someone who can help point you in the direction of resources to help you feel better about your mental health.
That's great, because, I mean, this is timely right now.
Exactly.
People listen. I hope they're listening with their ears. Got it? You hear what they said just about Christian Record right now, folks?
Offering so much.
They're offering so much. That means you have to pick up the phone and call them.
Or go online.
Yes.
Why don't you go over the phone number again, because these people sometimes don't remember.
Absolutely. So here are all the websites and the phone numbers that we've already talked about this evening. We've covered a lot tonight. So ChristianRecord.org is the main website. If you want to look into camps, it's blindcamps.org. If you'd like to call us, we'd love to talk to you. Our phone number is 402-488-0981, option 3. You can also send an email. If email is your preferred form of communication, you can send a message to services@ChristianRecord.org.
Isn't their phone number on our webpage?
Yes. You have a great radio voice, yes. Mary Lynn.
Oh, thank you.
Your pleasure.
Soothing.
He does.
But their Christian Records is on our phone.
There. Just
but,
go to
what,
our what
about
page.
What about when they push 3? Is that there too?
Yes. Press option 3 that gets you to member services. And even if you're not a member yet, you just want to ask a question. They're like, hey, I heard about this mental health series on the Blind and Beyond radio program or the Real Hope for Real People resource, or I heard about camp. They are happy to answer any questions that you have.
You got that,
folks?
I mean, that
is so current for what's happening for today. I mean, if nothing else, people are more aware of the need for mental health benefits and stuff. And there you are right up there and, you know, with the current stuff. So that's cool.
If you missed any of the phone numbers, just go to our webpage, blindandbeyondradioshow.org, our webpage, and their phone number is there. And push 3. When you go to, when you get their phone number, just push 3.
Right.
And
what I was going to say is if you're sighted, the logo that is there for Christian Record Services. And if you're blind, there's a button that simply says Christian Record Services. They both lead to the same website for Christian
Records. That's
Record.
Cool.
Yes.
I'd like to mention, too, that when you contact us, do let us know that you heard us on the Blind and Beyond radio program, because we love to know where you first found out about us as well.
You got all that, folks?
That'll be good.
Well, thank you, for coming on, Jerry. Appreciate it so much.
Jerry, it's been a pleasure. Thank you so much.
All righty. Thank you. Have a good week.
You too.
Thank you.
Take care.
Bye.
Thank you. So you heard all that information from Christian Record.
She's a busy lady.
Yeah. Now the whole idea is you call there. And when you call, don't forget to say you heard her on the Blind Beyond radio show. We're going to break. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
There's always something happening on Phone Faith, Christian Record Services' newest outreach to the blind community. Phone Faith dial-in presentations strive to inform, encourage, and inspire the mind, body, and spirit through mental health and wellness sessions, social meet and greet interactions, Bible games, and prayer time. Phone Faith is by and for the blind community. We invite you to join one or all of the 17 programs happening each week. Learn more about Phone Faith at phonefaith.org.
At Spectrum, we want all of our customers to have the features they need to get the most out of our services. That's why the Spectrum Access app is there for everyone that enjoys TV. The Spectrum Access app offers audio description to describe the action between the dialogue for hundreds of our on-demand movies and shows. Using the Spectrum Access app is easy. Open it, choose your favorite title, download its audio track, point your mobile device at your TV, and press the sync button. No matter where you enter the movie or show, the app syncs to your screen using the microphone on your device. You can get the Spectrum Access app on any platform. Plus, you don't have to be a Spectrum customer to use it. It's free for everyone, even non-Spectrum customers. Download to instantly enjoy. For additional accessibility support, contact spectrumaccess@charter.com or visit spectrum.net/accessibility.
Support for Blind and Beyond Radio comes from Lighthouse Works, empowering the lives of people living with vision loss and blindness. Looking for your next job? Join a talented team that values inclusion, collaboration, and excellence when you apply on our website today. Learn more about our current openings at lighthouseworks.org/careers.
Did you know that Christian Record Services offers free resources and programs for children and adults who are blind? Books, Bibles, magazines, camps, and much more. But how can you learn more about what's available? One way is by visiting ChristianRecord.org and clicking on the Member Services button. You may also contact Member Services to request a resource catalog for adults or children's resources. The Member Services team can be reached at 402-488-0981, option 3, or at services@christianrecord.org.
Hi, this is Gary, and I want to talk to you about Sonny's Barbecue. Lip-smacking good food. And just to mention, we have all-you-can-eat ribs for the best price in town. And you just can't beat that. And it's not only all-you-can-eat ribs. They have chicken that falls off the bone, pulled pork, French fries, beans, and garlic toast. And when you go to Sonny's, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Are you interested in becoming a customer care professional in a commercial contact center setting? Our friends at Lighthouse Works are currently hiring call center agents. You could be eligible for full benefits and paid training. Find out more at lighthouseworks.org/careers.
When you call our advertisers, please remember to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studio.
We're back. Yes, we're back. This is the Blind and Beyond radio show. This is your host, Michael. The phone number to call in. Love to hear from you, 407-894-1680. I want to go back with that discussion we had before we went to our first break. We were discussing if you knew something, whether it's going to be a good, better, and different for your child or grandchild going blind, you knew something.
Something inherited.
Tell them. Yeah, something inherited. Would you want to tell them? Or not tell them? Do you think they should know? David and I had this discussion before the radio show yesterday. We know some people that don't want to tell their grandchildren if there's a problem. What's the point of telling them? They said they might not go blind, so why tell them anything?
That could scare them and whatever. Yeah. And
so why tell them anything? So the point
could
is,
be a way to prevent, though. So
yeah, well,
that's why I think is if there's a way of preventing, you know, because some people may not try to prevent it, but some would, you know, some people would take the vitamins and whatever they have to do. So
I like to have the phones right now are wide open. Love to hear from you. 407-894-1680. Love to hear from someone. 407-894-1680.
And in the meantime, I think I get to do a trivia, don't I?
Yes, you do. Yes, you do. It's
hot
trivia.
Dog. I've got a trivia. So I wonder who did this. What singer and or group, you can name either or, who did this song? A great song that I think my friend Chris is going to cue up like any second now.
There you go. 407-894-1680. That's the phone number,
407-894-1680. Thank you, Chris. That was a great group. And if you know who it is, what the name of the group is, or the singer, call in at 407-894-1680. That number, 407-894-1680. What group did that? You know it. It's easy. I like to give away prizes. That's the whole thing. I want to give away a prize. So call in and pick it up. Of course, if you're
7-894-1680.
I got new. If you're a new call, that would be
go first. New callers go first.
We always get the new callers precedence. So if you've never called in before, you pretty much won this thing. You know who did that song. Call us.
407-894-1680. All righty. Let's go to the phone lines. On the phone line, Chris. Calling all the way from the great big city. That's right, the big great big city of Lake Worth, Florida, is the one and only John. John wanted to come in on the conversation that you opened up and talked about earlier. Mike, John, how you doing?
Good evening, everybody.
Hi, John.
How you doing? Good. How's everybody doing? Good. Yes, I would like to comment on, I'd like to thank you for the beautiful T-shirt I received last week, and I wore it yesterday when I went out.
Wow, that's very nice. You know what, John? Wait. Stop the show. John, you were the first person who told us that they liked this, and they wore it.
Isn't that sweet?
You're very
sweet.
I wore it,
yep.
You're the first person to tell us something.
Go ahead. I'm sorry. I take the public transportation, but I'm lucky the bus stop is right in front of my house, so it's pretty simple for me. I've been riding the bus for many years. Yeah, I wore it yesterday, and I was able to see the back was pretty big, that lettering, and the color works for me. So yeah, it's very nice.
That's
thank you.
Cool.
It's very soft.
But I would like
it?
I'd like to comment. My son has I have RP. My son, when he was 10, he was diagnosed with the retinitis pigmentosa. And his mom has been on top of it since all that, you know, started with him, with the eye doctor and the Foundation for the Blindness and the Vitamin A Palmate. So he's 30 now, and he's holding pretty steady. So yeah, I got the night blindness, but he found out at a young age, and I'm 60. So he's been helping me out, of course, and so he knows what's going to happen. And he just got married, and his new wife, is understanding what might happen. So I think letting someone know for something like this, I wouldn't want to know when I die, to be honest with you. That question's kind of, but that's what I just wanted to comment on.
Oh, wait. So you said you don't want to know when your time is up. You don't want to know. That's the same as me.
But about the eyes,
you did test him at an early age when he was 10, you said. You tested him.
Yes.
That'd be the way I would be, too.
I'm sorry?
I said
that's
you
the way I would be for both of them.
10. You tested him.
Yeah, so yeah, he went to his eye. My wife took him to the eye doctor, and he's got the RP too, and so. But he's been dealing. I think it's like you say, the Foundation for the Blind. I think the Fighting Blindness. That the information's there, so I think you should let them. How wouldn't he know? I mean, wouldn't they ask the question when they see your grandfather walking around with the cane or the dog? I mean, questions are going to be asked, I would imagine.
Well, yeah, but the question is. The question that we had, we know some people that don't want to tell their grandchildren because they have RP and they don't want to tell anybody because the answer was, what if they don't get it? Why should you warn them? They might not even get it.
Right.
Huh?
Okay. Yeah. Right. I understand. How old are the grandkids?
Yeah, no. That's true. That's why. The argument is, should you tell them just in case? And the answer is, why should you get them scared for something that might never happen? That's the other side of it. Why should they want to know if they might never get it?
Yeah, I would want to
know. Aren't they going to usually go for an eye test once they're going to eventually go for a full eye test, I would imagine, at some age in their life. And something, if it's there, it's going to show up.
That's true. So, they can't hide it forever, that's for sure.
But... That's just my story.
I want to thank you very much for calling in, John. Appreciate it. Did you also call in for the trivia?
I didn't hear the trivia. No, I didn't. I had my radio turned down. I guess you guys did the trivia. No,
well, thank
I don't
you
know
for calling in, John. Appreciate it. Well, thank you so much for calling in, John. I appreciate
it. Glad you called in, man.
Thank you so much.
Take care,
thank
guys.
You.
Yeah, you guys
and
are
thank
great.
You for wearing
you guys
this
are really
shirt.
Helping me.
Thank you.
You guys are helping me. Thank you.
Thank,
thank you. Bye-bye.
All right.
Thank you. Thank you for saying that, too.
That was okay. John all the way from Lake Worth, Florida. Let's go back to the phone lines. We want to take a journey over closer to you in your area, Wildwood, Florida. We got our good friend Chris from Wildwood on the phone line. Chris, how you doing?
I'm doing fine.
All right, Chris is calling
hey,
in for
Chris.
The trivia.
Yes.
So what do you think? What do you think the answer is?
I say it's the king of Memphis, Elvis Presley.
You know.
Sounds like him, Dave.
I thought it was, too, to be honest with you, but it wasn't.
Yeah,
it was not.
But you know what? That was such a good guess, man. I'm glad you called in. I wish I could give it to you, but nope, not this time.
I thought it was
okay.
Good,
I thought
it
yeah. It sounded like him. I
good,
knew it sounded
good
like
guess,
him.
Good guess.
Oh yeah. Yeah, actually, I think Chris found a weird version because that's not the studio version. I think that's the live version that he found. But it's still this particular group. You would know it once I tell you. You'll be surprised. But good to hear from you, Chris.
All right, thank you.
All right, thanks, buddy. Call again.
Mm-hmm.
Any more calls, Chris?
Yeah, we had our friend Kim from Stuart, Florida, who wanted to chime in and say hi, but he understood that he wasn't going to be able to qualify because it hadn't been his 30 days yet. But Kim did want to call
okay,
in.
Gotcha.
He did want to call
okay.
in and say hi.
Ah, oh, very nice.
Still say hi.
He can still say hi.
Well, when I went back, yeah, he already hung up when I went back to the phone line.
Okay, Kim, well, you're still welcome to call back, man, if you want. And anyone else that may know who that last song was done by, feel free to call in at 407-894-1680. Yeah, you know that. Career's a little thing called love.
Very nice of John to say how much he appreciated the shirt.
Yes, he was.
Yeah. And I think he really likes the show, too.
He said it.
Yes,
he likes the show.
That's our mission.
And he helps us.
Thank you for calling the Blind and Beyond
right.
radio show. How you doing, caller? What's your name? Where you calling from?
Oh, dear.
We're about to find out.
I think so.
Okay, Kim, hold on one moment. Live. All right, Kim, hold on one moment.
There's Kim. Yeah. Hey, Kim.
Uh-oh. Y'all heard all that, didn't you?
Yeah, you're live there.
Yeah, I see. I just looked down. I'm like, oh.
That's all right.
Oh, okay. Well.
Yeah, you're good.
Yeah, we got Kim on the phone line then.
Yeah. Hey, Kim.
Hey, Kim.
Hey. Are y'all there?
How's it going? Oh, yeah.
We're here,
my
Kim.
Phone times out. We're it doesn't hang phone. Up. If it's on hold too long, it hangs up. All right, man. Michael, guys, how's everybody doing tonight?
Great. How are you?
We're all right. We're
what's
just
going on, Kim?
Hanging out, listening to your show, and enjoying things.
Welcome to the party.
Yeah, thanks for having me. So I did have a question.
While you're
and
in
last
the neighborhood,
week I called
right?
and talked to you. What's that?
But while you're in the neighborhood, right?
Well, I'm in Stuart.
Did you? Where are you at? Oh, he's in
I made it home
Florida.
From Jupiter. I'm in Stuart
now. No kidding.
Oh, very nice. I was just joking with you, buddy. I was just saying while you're in the neighborhood, I'm glad you came to the party. But, yeah, now I remember you calling in. I appreciate you.
He came home from work one night or something, and he was listening to us. Is that Kim?
Yeah.
Yes.
Hey,
yes.
Kim.
I listen on my way home from work.
Can you turn down your radio for me? I got a lot of feedback wherever you are, Kim. I'm getting a lot of feedback.
Yeah, me too. Maybe we'll try. Hey, it's good to talk to you guys. Y'all all be good, and I appreciate you, okay?
All right,
thanks
for
calling
Kim.
Hey, thanks, Kim.
Chris has sounded
all right, be good, guys.
Yeah, you too, buddy.
There wasn't any feedback on our end.
Yeah, we can hear him good.
Yeah, I was.
So nobody knows the song.
Well, I know who it was. You know, it take me no time because when I first heard the song, I just knew who it was automatically. Yeah, I used to sing that song.
Yeah.
I used to sing that song years ago when I was with the group On the Road.
Oh, yeah. That's a little vocal group. Well, We'll give you just a couple more seconds, and I will let the cat out of the bag, so to speak. You guys are going to be kicking yourselves to this so easy.
But,
three, two, one.
One and a half. One and a quarter.
Okay, tell the name of the group.
I got it. It was Tom and Jerry. Booyah!
You're so close. Nope. The name of the group, Queen. That would be Freddie Mercury and Queen did the song Crazy Little Thing Called Love.
Freddie Mercury?
Yeah,
I remember the song.
Queen?
I'm quite surprised, in fact, that some of the folks didn't bail me out on that one. The first time that a trivia question was not answered.
Wow.
But that's okay. That's all right. Some of those music listeners might be sleeping.
In all these years, David, that's the first time?
I believe so. That I can remember. Of course, there are lots of times I can't remember. That's the problem.
I would like to know, is there any other opinions out there of the question that we put to the audience as far as would you tell your children or your grandchildren, would you have them tested to see if they have an eye problem or a disease? And would you want to tell them they may or may not go blind later in life?
Yeah, something that you know that's typically inherited that you might have, and you're worried that your grandchildren might get it. And tell them.
I think the simplest way to do something like that would just tell the kids the truth. For example, diabetes run in my family, so I would say, hey, diabetes is in our DNA. It runs in the family. So let's just beat this to the punch now, so that we know where we at and what we need to do.
Right. Well, that's what I would do, too. I'm with you.
I have a friend.
Diabetes the same way.
Who never wanted kids because his whole family, his siblings, his mother, his father, everybody died of cancer. And he didn't want to have any kids because he didn't want them to get cancer.
I worked with a girl. It was the same way. She felt that same way.
And he didn't want to have kids because of that cancer, because everybody died in their family of cancer.
Well, yeah, you got to.
Chris's approach is a good approach.
It's a tough decision, but it's one of those things you gotta decide at some point.
Yeah.
So, but you can also call just to say hi if you want, because we love to hear those
I
kind
love
of calls.
Other opinions.
Yeah.
You have an opinion? Most of our audience don't have an opinion. They just listen, and they don't have an opinion. I'd love to hear them.
That's okay, too.
But they don't want to voice it.
No.
407-894-1680.
You can call and say happy birthday to somebody or whatever you wanted to do. You can just call to say hey.
John from Lake Worth. Well, we're going to break. Don't go away. We'll be right back. Listen to the Blind Me On Radio Show. Don't go away. We'll be right back.